there. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. I don't know who all is fasting, who all is laughing, but listen, we're on that next week. We got 1 week left. We'll be to the 19th. Our fast starts when you wake up. Don't eat nothing until 4 o'clock. Right. Drink you some water, different things as such. Then at 4 o'clock, you can begin to eat. That instruction is no meat, no sweets. As this time is going, because I told my young people this as well, so just in case someone doesn't understand fasting, anyone right. can fast. What makes fasting for a believer spiritual is that you're seeking time with God. You're reading your word. You're praying. You have your music going, different things as such. You're getting encouraged by different words, going back and listening to different words. That's what makes it spiritual. This is a discipline. So if you fall off, if you eat that cookie, if somebody invites you to that lunch and you forgot that you was on a fast, huh? And in the middle of your bite, you remember. Go ahead. Right. Don't beat yourself down. We're striving for perfection. Get right back on right. it. And I believe God is going to bless us through this consecration. I'm not going to take no more of Sister Elaine's time. Sister Elaine, if you're ready, it's in your hands now.
I'm ready. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine. I'm sitting in my location, of course, you all know, in my kitchen. My topic this morning is Psalms 46 and 1. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Psalms 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. The verse continues, therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, that the earth may give way. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So we will not be afraid. Even if the earth is shaken, mountains fall into the sea depths. It means we can stop fighting in our own strength and rest in Him. What is the prayer for? This Psalm 46, it says, I lay my fears at your feet. Fill me with your peace. Calm the storm within me. And remind me that you are in control, Father. I surrender my need to you. Acts 1 and 8, when he promises to give us power with the coming of the Holy Spirit, whom our lives, wait a minute, it says, the Holy Spirit who now lives within us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for our strength this morning that you have given us, Lord. I thank you for waking us up through your son, Jesus. I thank you for your son, Jesus, because your son, Jesus, did everything for us, Lord God, because you asked him to. I thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, because he set the way for us. He set the way for us to have the strength that we have to come boldly to your throne each and every day, Lord. I thank you for this ministry this morning, Lord God. I thank you even when we're not doing okay, that we feel that we're not doing okay, that we are okay with you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for your son, Jesus, because he went ahead of us. He died on that old ugly cross for us, Lord. We thank you for him. We thank you for letting him paved the way just for us, Lord, that we can remember what he did for us for those 39 lashes that he got. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, in our times of trouble, that we can always call on your son, Jesus, to come and help us through anything that we go through. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that's on this line that's near and far. I thank you, Lord God, for this fast that we're on this morning, and that we're fasting and we're lasting. And it's and like Minister LaShonda said, that if you decide you can't take it anymore and you need to eat, then you need to, if you eat, then you go back. Try to go back. Encourage yourself to go back for this fast. Do everything you need to do, because this fast is going to help you go through some things, or take you through some things that you're not going to go through anymore. And you're going to remember that this fast helped you out so much. We thank you, Lord God, for all our ministers and pastors. And I thank you for my bishop and his wife, Pastor Lenore. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the sabbatical that he's on right now, because it was much needed for him, because he's been going so strong on and on, not taking a break, not taking a rest. I thank you, Lord God, for our training and reigning, that it's been good. Each and every day we hear a word. Each and every day we want to follow that word. Each and every day we want to love on that word. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for your son, Jesus. I can't thank you enough for him. Jesus, 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 the Holy One. Jesus, Jesus, we want to be like you. We want to be like you. We want to love like you. We want to be strong like you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for everything. We thank you for leading the way. For your Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're about to do, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you that we have to come to him in order to get to you. We thank you for that this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the day that you have, we're got up this morning. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Some of us didn't sleep like me all night. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to give me peace in my sleep soon, right away. I thank you that I'm able, even though I don't sleep, that I can continue to pray. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the sick this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for raising them up this morning, opening up their eyes this morning, Lord. I thank you for the people that you're going to save in L.A. this morning, Lord God, in California, Lord God. Give them strength to be with them, Lord God. Encourage them, Lord God, that this too must and will pass. I thank you, Lord God, that all is well with them in L.A., Lord God, and California, Lord God. Oh, God, you knew this day was going to happen. You knew that day was going to happen on the day that it did, Lord. I ask you, Lord God, to help those people, Lord God. Oh, God, have mercy on them this morning, Lord. Have mercy on them right now, God. I thank you, Lord God, Jesus. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for everything that you do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're a God of all, of everything. You're a God of knowing everything. You're a God of knowing everything that's on land, in earth, in heaven, that you're a God of everything, Lord. We worship you, Lord, this morning. We magnify your name this morning, because your name is great. Your name is everything that we need today, Lord God, today and forever, Lord. We thank you. It's a lot of things going on in this world, Lord God, but only you know why. You know why, Lord. And all we can do is pray, Lord God, for everything to be well and be well with everyone, Lord. oh God, and thank you for the homeless, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they'll find shelter, that they'll want to find shelter, that you're helping them right now, Lord God. God, I thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord God, because without you, we can't do anything. We can't be anything without you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the Psalms 41, because you is our refuge and you are our strength. You are everything to us in the present help and time of trouble, Lord. We thank you this morning. We thank you that we don't fear anything when it comes to you. All we have to do is call you, Lord. All we have to do is call out your name, Abba Father. We thank you for everything that is that we have to go through, but you bring us out of it. You bring us out of everything, Lord God, when we call out to you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the sick and the shut in this morning. We thank you that they can still call out your name, Lord God. We thank you because you said that if two or more gather in your name, that you will be in the midst. And you are in our midst all the time, Lord God. All we need to do is pray to you and ask you for everything that we need. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. You are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Master of Masters, Lord. There is no one like you. No one like you in heaven or on earth, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you this morning because you have been good to us. You've been good. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we thank you. And we give you praise for that. We give you honor for that, Lord God. And we worship you this morning. And we thank you this morning through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to turn it back to Minister LaShonda this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Elaine, I know you're not feeling the greatest, but would you mind just giving us that song just a little bit that you started us out with, if you don't mind?
I don't mind. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you. More than anything, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. I tell y'all all the time that we have to push in. It's not just the prayer leads. It's not the holes. It's not the care. It's not the people. But it is you. We are in corporate prayer. This is our prayer service. As you lean in, I know somebody is saying, I love you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I love you, Jesus, more than anything, more than my circumstances, more than the things that you have put before me, more than the items that you have given me. I love you more than anything. And that has to be our spirit. That has to be our spirit. While we're on the fast, we're seeking him. Somebody say, I can't even get through a day. Listen, hour by hour, minute by minute, encourage yourself. Every time you think, oh, I want to eat something, open your word. Open your word and begin to read. Read Joshua. Read Daniel. Read Joseph. Read about David. Read, read. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you through the fast. I believe that he's going to open up some doors. I believe if you put your fleece before him, he's going to open doors. He's going to answer prayers. And I believe that we can do it even corporately, that as you push in and we push in, God is answering. I believe that he's on the line this morning. Hey, Sister LaTanya, if you are ready, it is in your hands. I'm holding your time. Forgive me. It's on you.
Ooh, child, you knew I needed you to be in my time this morning. Thank you, Lord, for letting us see another day. I needed you to be in my time, so I appreciate it. This morning, we're coming out of Jeremiah 17:7. It says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. But I want to take a little bit further and pray through Jeremiah 17:8. That in this year, Lord, I pray, Father God, that we would want to draw closer to you. That we would want to become one with you. Father God, I'm reminded of Jesus saying, I see what my Father in heaven is doing, and I am doing it also. I pray, Father God, that as your servants are on this fast, I pray, Lord Jesus, that they would lean into you and see what it is that you are doing, Father God, in the spiritual realm, that we would then again be able to translate it into the physical realm. Pray, Father God, that as we draw close to you, Lord Jesus, that it is our desire that we be the hands and the feet of the gospel in 2025. I pray, Father God, in accordance to Jeremiah 17:8, that, Father God, that your servants would be like trees planted by the rivers, those whose roots extend out to the streams. It says that as these trees, they are not worried about a drought. The leaves are always green, and it's always bearing fruit. I pray, Father God, that the leaves of your servants, Lord Jesus, are always green, that it's always bearing fruit, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as we run this race, Lord, that we would do it, Father God, encouraged, that we would do it, Father God, because we know that he who watches over us will also take care of us, that you will meet our needs according to your riches and glory, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our eyes would be open, Lord Jesus, that we would see you more clearly, Lord Jesus, that we would hear you more clearly, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father God, in 2025 to hide the word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we would want to be more like you. I pray, Father God, that we would do it with joy and gladness in our hearts, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we be encouraged and not discouraged, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we would be your mouthpiece. I pray, Father God, that we would speak truth unto power. Lord Jesus, that people be encouraged, that people be delivered and set free, that people be healed, Father God, of their sickness. I pray, Father God, that you would move and do what only you can do. Lord Jesus, we do think of the people in California this morning. We pray, Father God, for your continued hands of protection around them, Lord Jesus. Those who have lost it all, I pray, Father God, they will not be discouraged, knowing that you are in control. And you got them, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that their hearts would not be dismayed. Lord Jesus, that they would not look at the situation and think that all hope is lost. I pray, Father God, that you would open up doors, Father God, for a new beginning, a new thing, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would send your people to be helping hands to those who are lost right now. For those who are down and out, Father God, because of their situation. I pray, Father God, that we would just be helpful, Lord Jesus, in any way we can in this new year, Father God. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that above all else, Father God, that you, Father God, would give us wisdom. That you, Father God, would give us revelation in 2025. I pray that on this fast, Father God, as your people are seeking you, Father God, that you would give them wisdom and revelation, that they would know you better, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we would know the hope that you have called us to, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will walk upright in you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that your mercy and your grace will follow us, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that our hearts would be open to receive what it is that you have for us in this new year, Father God. Lord, 2025 does not come in easy. It is definitely coming in hard, but Lord, help us not to be discouraged. Help us to put our trust and our hope in the everlasting God, the one who has cattle on a thousand hills. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you say that we don't have to worry about today. And we don't have to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will definitely take care of itself. Father God, I pray that today we will put our hope and our trust in you. I pray that as you search our hearts, Father God, that you would cleanse us, Father God, of all the things that does not bring glory and honor unto you. I pray, Father God, that you would help us to be strong. I pray, Father God, that you would help us to be rooted and planted, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we would boast not, but that we would be humble, and that we would walk in humility, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do a new thing in our lives this year. I pray, Father God, that we will leave 24 and 24, and we will move forward, Father God, and that we would want to see new things, that we would want to see new doors open, that we would want to see more people coming to Christ, Father God. I pray again, Lord Jesus, each and every day, that our hands would be out, not to receive, but to give, Father God, what it is that you have given unto us, that we may give unto others, Lord Jesus. And so I fell not to pray for the sick and the shut in, Father God. I pray that you would be with individuals all around the world who are sick and shut in, Father God, who are losing hope. I pray, Father God, that you would send people in their path that would lift their heads up, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be willing to go in this year. I pray, Father God, that we will be your servants. We will become mobile to do what you have called us to do, Father God, in this new year. I pray, Lord Jesus, for opportunities. I pray, Father God, that we won't shy away from new opportunities, and we will walk into that, into those new opportunities, Father God. I pray for your leaders, women and men of the faith all around the world, Father God, that are leading your sheep. I pray, Father God, that they would do it, Lord Jesus, with correction. I pray, Father God, that they would do it with grace. I pray, Father God, that they would do it with mercy, teaching your word, Father God, that we would glean from you. I pray, Father God, like as Bishop is doing, that they would also take sabbaticals and take time to recover, Father God, and that they would come back stronger. I pray that Bishop would come back stronger, Father God. I pray that he will be renewed in his heart and in his mind to lead your people. And for Pastor Lenore also, I pray, Father God, that you would give her strength too. I pray, Father God, that you would give them wisdom concerning their church. And I pray, Father God, that, again, you would be lifted up, that you, O Lord, would be glorified, that you, O Lord Jesus, would give him a fresh and a new word for this season, Father God, that he will come back stronger, more equipped and ready to go, Father God, to run the race that you have called him to run. And so, again, I pray for leaders all around the world. I pray, Father God, that they will not be shackled in chains because they're leaders, but they will walk in freedom in you. Again, they will be like trees planted by the rivers of water, that when the winds and the waves come, they will not be removed. And I pray for our kids all around the world today, Father God. I pray for their safety. I pray, Father God, for a hedge of protection around them. I pray against bullying. I pray against the works of the enemy that will cause them to think that they are less than. I pray, Father God, that they remember that they are more than conquerors. I pray, Father God, that they remember today that they can do all things through Christ that gives them strength. I pray, Father God, that they would not be turned by the things of this world, Father God, but they would want to be more like you. I pray that our teens, our young people, our young adults would want to be more like you, Father God. And I pray that as you search our hearts, that you would know, Father God, that we love you. We love you, as she sang this morning, more than anything. For you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for those that can put their trust in you. You would not let them down, Father God. Thank you that you are our Savior, that you are our hope, that you are our King, our Lord, our Master. I pray, Father God, that we will follow you. I pray, Father God, that we will put no other gods before you. So I pray, Father God, that you will minister to your people during this fast. I pray, Father God, that you will shake things up, Father God, and to do a new thing. But we understand with the psalmist, I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, we want to see your goodness each and every day. Open our hearts, Father God. Open our eyes, Father God. May we hear your voice. May we know your voice, Father God. For it says that the sheep knows the voice of its master. May we know your voice in 2025, Father God, that we would not be led astray. Lord Jesus, help us to fight the good fight, that you would say, well done, good and faithful servant. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would draw us closer to you today. Thank you, Father God, that you love us in spite of ourselves. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. I pray, Father God, that we will not lose hope, that we will put our trust and our hope in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day that you have given us. I pray, Father God, that we would seek you out. And as we seek you, Father God, we will find you. Thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for listening to our prayer. So I pray that you will continue to bless this time of prayer, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that your anointing will fall on us, Father God, that we would share it with the world. And so we say thank you. We feel like to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, and I turn it back over to the hands of Pastor LaShonda Miller.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tanya. Great prayer this morning, as usual. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good, 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 good. People of God, I know we're at our halfway point. I know some have to get up out of here, and we understand it. We thank you for joining us this morning. I pray that something that was said, sang, prayed, it encouraged you this morning. Maybe it encouraged you to get on the fast. You had no plans to get on the fast, and now you're saying, let me try one day. I can give God a day. I can consecrate a day to the Lord. Maybe this is encouraging you. Maybe it encouraged somebody that thought, you know what, I fell down last week, so now I can't get back up. Nope, you can get back up, and we thank God for that. Hey, for the ones that are happen to go, I want you to consider sowing a gift. Every seed produces a harvest. And if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website. That's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. While you're there, you can upload your GPS. That's a 1 minute or less testimony. You can upload your testimony there, guiding people to salvation. You can also leave your prayer request there. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. You can leave your prayer request while you're there, okay? If anybody wants to be a prayer lead or a host, we need you. We not filled up. I know you thought you had got out of it. It's 2025, and you're going to push yourself in this year. So if you are looking to become a prayer lead or a host, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. Hey, if you feel like I can't get in that whole 15, 10, 12, whatever the requirement is, tell them to put my name on there. I'll pray with you. I'll be your prayer buddy. As we have battle buddies in the service, I'll be your prayer buddy, and we'll pray together. And I believe that God will bless that, all right? At this time, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to go to Sister Cynthia. If you're ready, it's in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word today is from Psalms 37:5. It says, commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor on this day. But truly, Lord, you're worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. Lord, you want us to be able, God, to trust in you. You want us to commit all our ways unto you, Lord. So no matter what we think our ways should be, if we commit our ways unto you, God, you will guide and you will direct us in the correct direction. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you because you are awesome, God. You are God that cares about everything in our lives, God. I pray, God, on today, Lord, that you will continue to bless the saints as they continue in their fast as this week. God, I pray that the needs will be met in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that anything that they have set before you, according to your word, God, that you will give them and allow it to come to pass. As they put their trust in you, believing that you are the only God to answer according to your word. God, as they follow you, Lord God, as they believe in you and believe in your word, God, Lord, that they live by faith and not by sight. that they'll begin to call those things in their life that's not as though they already were. Lord, that they'll no longer begin to look at the picture that's in front of them, God. The picture, Lord, that would try to destroy us each and every day. But, Lord, that we begin to call those things, God, into existence, Lord, into the things, God, that we would have it to be, that we would believe you at your word, God, that we won't be caught up looking at other people, Lord. Looking at how other people is prospering, God, those that don't belong to you, God, that we don't have to worry, God, because, Lord, we know we belong to you, and you said, God, that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, you told us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and you said all those things would be added unto us, God. We don't have to keep adding things unto us, Lord. If we seek you, you said that you would give us the desires of our heart. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that we can seek you like never before. And, God, as the fast is going forth, God, that we'll seek you, Lord, through your word, God, that we'll lay a fleece before you, God, and watch you answer, because you said you don't have a respect of person, God. You said it ain't no big eyes and little U's, God. We're all the same in you, Lord. You love us no matter what, God. And so, God, I pray, Lord, that as they seek you this week, God, concerning their spiritual walk with you, that they won't lean to their own understanding. But in all thy ways, we will acknowledge you so you can direct our path in the right direction. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that we are able to pray even for one another. So, God, on this morning, yet I pray for Sister Elaine, God. I pray, God, that you would render her and give her the sleep that her body needs, Lord. Lord, I pray for her mind right now. For you said those that keep their mind on you, that you will keep our mind in perfect peace. I lose a perfect peace of mind right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, Lord, that you would give her strength in her body, God. I pray, God, as she lay down to rest, God, that you would allow her to sleep, God, in the name of Jesus. So I come against the work of the enemy. I cancel his assignment right now in the name of Jesus. I send them back to the pit of hell from where it originated. I claim the victory under the blood, God. I pray, Lord, for Minister LaShonda, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for her husband, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, because you said about your stripes we already healed. You said, God, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lord, God, I thank you for complete healing from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. I thank you and I praise you because the enemy trying to come in, Lord, strong, bringing sickness and disease upon your people, God. But I cancel it right now. I thank you for complete healing, God. I thank you, Lord God, for answering your word for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for a prosperous year in the year 2025. But God, I pray that we don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. God, we got to begin to change, Lord God. We got to begin to seek you like never before. We got to begin to open the word and study the word, God, and come to learn, Lord, what it is that our lives are supposed to be. We have to learn, God, to be in right standing, God, a righteous life, Lord. It doesn't change, God. People can try to convince us, Lord, that there is no hell, but God is heaven and it's hell. There is no in between. And Lord God, we have to accept you while we're able, God. We have to accept you now, God, in the name of Jesus. So we stand in the gap and we pray for our children and we pray for our grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the people that's even in Los Angeles, God. We pray, God, that you will begin to cover the people, God. We pray, God, that the strong winds that's trying to destroy, Lord, that they will cease. In the name of Jesus, so the firemen can put the fire out, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will move on the people's behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said that you got 7,000 that ain't bowed a knee to Baal, God. And so, Lord, I know that you help people everywhere. I know you got saved folks right over in Los Angeles, God. I pray, God, Lord, that you will meet the need of the people, God. I pray, God, that you will open up a window, God, and pour them out a blessing. I pray, God, Lord, that the fires will begin to cease in the name of Jesus.
We got to call those things that's not as though they already were. I pray, God, that you would give them wisdom and understanding, God. I pray, Lord, that we, God, because you said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, God. I pray that we will walk in stableness, God. I pray, God, that we will walk in truth. I pray, God, that we will hold on to the faith, God, because you said if we had faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to the sycamore tree. God, what's the sycamore tree on today, God, just trying to stand in our way? I pray, God, that it be removed and be thou cast into the sea, that it have no power and it have no authority over your people, that you gave us power, God. That you gave us power, Lord, to tread on the serpent. You gave us the power, God, to move in your name. We can do nothing in our name. It has to be in the name of Jesus. Every knee's got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. You're Lord, God. And that's why you want us to commit our ways unto you. It's better to follow you and to follow man, because man can quit following you. But we got to keep following you like never before. So I pray, God, that you be with us this week. Lord God, as we fasten and seeking you and calling out for you, that you see the need. You said that you should supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, that you see the need. That you open up the windows from heaven and that you pour out a blessing, God. And there don't be room enough to receive, and you rebuke the devils for our sake. So it won't be like we putting it in pockets with holes. Looking, God, and searching. But it's you that's got us covered under the blood. It's you, God, that got us covered in the name of Jesus. So I thank you and I praise you for all that you're doing for your people in this year, God. I thank you and I praise you for what you're going to do, God. I thank you and I praise you for prayers, God, that we've been in the hallway waiting on you to answer. I thank you, God, that the answer is coming. Because, Lord, we know that Daniel prayed and the angel came. He said 21 days ago, he said, I heard you. He said, the Lord heard you. But the enemy was fighting me in the air because he didn't want me to get the answer to you. But God, help me and allow me to get you the answer. I know, God, that you are God that answers. I know, God, that you honor your word. You said, give me back my word, and will I not honor it? Thank you, God, for meeting the needs that's in our lives. I thank you, God, for healing the bodies, Lord, that were sick. I thank you, God, because you said, Lord, that we have to do. We're not waiting on you, Lord. We're not waiting on you. You say, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to speak the word. I'm waiting on you to get up and go do what I told you to do. God, give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the strength to be able to go this year and do what you told us to do. That it'll no longer be about me and I and myself, but it'll be about you, God. It'll be about you, that we won't keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. But we'll begin to do what you called us to do. But how do we know what you called us to do? We got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us in these last days. What are you saying, God, in these last days? What are you saying to your people that you love, God, that you got us covered under the blood? Lord, that we not just praying for ourselves, but we standing in the wilderness. You said, can I find one intercessor? Can I find an intercessor? that will stand in the gap and cry out. Cry out for your people, God. Cry out for this world, God. Lead somebody this year to the Lord. Because once we leave this earth, we have no more power. We have no more authority. It's nothing we can say. We got to say it right here. We got to do it right here. We can't wait to accept you. When our mouths are shed and death, it's too late. We got to accept you now, God. So I'm praying, God, that salvation will come in the year 2025. That people will get their hearts back to you. Because you say you married to the backslider, God. We're praying, God, and calling out for backsliders to come back to you and establish their relationship once again with you. You are mighty God. You are awesome God. I thank you, God, for caring even about the little things. So I pray, God, that you'll keep us covered this year. I pray, God, that every need is met. And I pray, God, that you will continue, Lord, to look out for us, God, that you will continue, God, because you hear them whispering about us, that you will, Lord, bless the people that need new jobs. Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. Open up that door, God, and let that be, interview be just for them. Let the questions be just for them, God. Because you're all knowing, God, and you know what it is that we need, God. And most of all, we need you, God. We need you to continue to show up and show out. And so, God, I thank you. And I praise you, God. I thank you, Lord, even for my healing, God. I thank you. Because the enemy came and tried to attack. But greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I thank you and I praise you. I pray, God, that you'll continue to strengthen Bishop. Continue to strengthen him, Lord. Continue to talk to his spirit. Continue to give him a word for your people, God. I pray for Sister Lenore that you'll keep her strong, God. That you'll touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. That you'll give her a word, God. That you'll let her hear a word from you, Lord, God. And she'll know that it came just from you. So, God, I pray for everyone that's on this line. That you'll continue to meet the need. That you'll continue to heal, deliver, and set free. And I thank you and I praise you. Now I call it done by faith. I speak to every mountain that's standing in our way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You said, well, two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever two shacks in your name, that you were granted unto us. You said that your word should not come back void, but it accomplished what we sent it to do. So, God, on today, I pray that your word would accomplish itself in our lives, God. I pray, God. Even as I close in prayer, God, I pray that you will cover my niece on this morning. As she go into that courthouse, God, I pray. I pray, God, that a lie would not be able to stand in that courtroom. I pray, God, that you would answer her and give her the desires of her heart. I pray, God, that the right thing is said on today. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you. I call it down by faith. I seal it under the blood. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For truly, you really, really deserve all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Saints, I turn it back over to Minister LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for that great prayer this morning. We're needing that encouragement. We thank you for that prayer. People of God, we're almost finished. It's going to be my time. And we're going to try to do this in order. I'm going to go ahead and say the Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are strong people who know God and serve his purpose. And I believe that one of the purposes is to sow. You say, well, I don't have the ability to preach. I don't have the ability to teach. I don't have whatever it is that you feel like you don't have. I believe that you do have the ability to give. And whatever that looks like for you, we have a consecration seed that's being asked for. $225 or $2,025, or find yourself somewhere in there that you, even in this time, you give God what you have. You give him your best. You give him your best, and I believe that he'll bless that. That's what I believe. And if you are so inclined to give, even on today, you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can also text the word give to 216-446-1209. Or you can go to our website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. All right? All right. We have some people on the prayer list. My sister, LaTanya, she's having surgery. We want to pray for her. We want to pray for Gail and her strength in this season. We want to pray for Sister Karima. She's also having surgery on Friday. We want to pray for her. We want to pray for Sister Mercedes, and we want to pray for Sister Sheila, all right? As I'm praying, I want y'all to continue to have them in your prayers. It's the song, and I think this is appropriate. Now, I'm not going to sing it because I'm believing in my healing, but I don't want to offend y'all ears. I just had it. Let me see it. It's Say the Name of Jesus, and it's basically saying, when you don't know what else to pray, when you can't find the words to say, we can say the name. And I believe that. I believe that there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. When we call that name, the word says every knee has to bow, every tongue has to confess. All right? And my scripture reading is out of Isaiah 41 and 13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for another day, O God. We thank you for every mountain that you have brought us over. Lord, we thank you for every valley you've seen us through, O God. And Lord, even when we don't have the words to say, we can say the name of Jesus. And at your name, healing has to take place. At your name, every knee has to bow. At your name, people have to be delivered and set free. At your name, peace comes into the room. At your name, O God, Lord, our whole situation begins to turn around. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the access that you have given us through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the answered prayers on this morning. Lord, we thank you for Sister Elaine. We thank you for Sister Tanya. We thank you for Sister Cynthia. They stand in their place, O God. Lord, when we feel like it's too much, O God. Lord, when we feel like we just don't know what else to do. Lord, when we're tired, O God. Lord, when we're not feeling our best. We have found ourselves in you. Lord, that your arms cover us. Lord, that your arms of protection wrap around us, O God. Lord, that we can call victory where it looks like it's defeat. Lord, even as the word was on this Sunday, or I'm sorry, in Bible study this Saturday. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that some of your people on the line, they're sitting at the pool of Bethesda. Somebody saying it was 38 years. Somebody is crying out that it's taking too long. But Lord, let us be different from this man. Lord, don't let us get up and tell you of the story about there was no man. But Lord, let us do something. Let us pick up our bed. Let us pick up our bed and walk. Lord, that we're living right next door to a miracle. Our miracle is right next door. You're about to give a breakthrough in this season. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, where it looked like it wasn't going in our favor, oh God, you have turned it for our good. Lord, we understand that good and bad, it all works together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that in this year, training for reigning, Lord, that you will show us in which areas we need to go. Lord, in this year, somebody's fear of going back to school, Lord, you have grabbed them by their right hand, and you're telling them, do not fear, for I am with you. I am helping you. Somebody says, I won't qualify for the home. I'm not qualified for the job. I'm not qualified for the area I want to be in. I'm not qualified for the position that I want to possess. But, Lord, as I am training for reigning, you are going ahead of me, and you are setting the atmosphere. And you're allowing the right things to fall in place. Because, Lord, your word says that the footsteps of the righteous man, they are ordered by you, O God. They are ordered by you, O God. Lord, I thank you that our footsteps are ordered by you. Lord, as we call out the names of your people that are having surgery, Lord, that you'll go into the operating room, O God. Lord, that you'll become the doctor, O God. Lord, that you'll become the great physician that they are in need of, oh God. Lord, that they'll come out, Lord Jesus, with a good report. We thank you for it. We thank you for strengthening our sister Gail. Lord, all of us are asking for strength. You are our strength. Strength like no other, oh God. You reach to us, oh God. You empower us, oh God. We thank you even now. We thank you for that strength that you are giving us, oh God. Lord, we don't know every situation. We don't know every circumstance, oh God. But thank God that we have an intercessor in Jesus that is calling out our name, that is interceding on our behalf. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord. Lord, as we touch and agree that this year is blessed. Lord, this day is blessed. This week is blessed. Lord, that we started our week out with you. That we did not hesitate. That we did not shrink back, oh God. But we started our week out seeking your face, calling out to you. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would touch the hands of your people. Touch their feet, touch their minds, oh God. Lord, for them to be able to do exactly what you need them to do. Lord, that you are the answer that we are looking for. That you are the answer for the world today. Lord, let somebody understand that if they just continue to lay at the pool, somebody's salvation, somebody's deliverance, somebody's healing is connected to them. That they have to get up. They don't have to fear. Because you will give them the words to say before the king. You will give them the words to minister to your people. Lord, that it will be seasoned with the salt and the sugar. The bitter and the sweet. As your oil is. The bitter and the sweet, Lord. That we can pour it on us. Lord, I pray for every ministry that's connected to this line. I pray for every ministry that's here today. I pray for their pastors. I pray for their bishops. I pray for their ministers and their deacons. Lord, I pray for their people that in this season they'll be able to hear the word. They will be able to hear the word. And, Lord, let us not just be hearers this year. But, Lord, let us be doers, oh God. Lord, no more the excuse. Nobody is perfect. Lord, but you have called us to be perfect as you are perfect. Lord, let it no longer be our will. But let us be like Jesus that say, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that you are due. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. People of God, I know I'm a little bit early, but as my mother had prayed, I'm at the court house right now, and we're going to start at 9 o'clock. I am going to allow y'all to praise and say goodbye all at the same time, okay? And I'm going to unmute the line at this time.
Hallelujah.